Here's a cool local story about a high schooler. You know what I mean? I think a lot of and I also learned something reading my Statesman today, because I was like, when are we going to stop saying millennials, and what's the next generation called? I learned that today.
Ooh.
Because Nicole Villalpando is here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. I enjoyed reading about, John, you have that in front of it. Is it
I do.
Anna?
Ava.
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 McDonald.
No. McDonald. Mm-hmm. Thank you. A saint.
Saint Stephen.
I shouldn't have handed John the paper.
Saint Stephen's Episcopal School.
Thank you.
And she's 17.
She's 17. She's a junior.
And when did she come up with this?
So she came up with this in October, and her concept is called Z-fluence. So it's like Z and influence. And what she does is she asks people who are in the 16 to 23 age range if they would like to be influencers, and they sign up. If they have to have an Instagram account, they're what she calls nano influencers. So they are, you know, people who have between 1 and 10,000 followers. They sign up, and then they pick the companies that they like, and the companies send them free stuff, and all they have to do is Instagram post about it.
Yeah, I think that's so smart, because it doesn't matter if you have, you know, a million followers if no one is really engaging in whatever you're posting.
Right, so this is about friends, marketing products to friends, and she asked them to be genuine. So she's had to teach these companies, and some of these are big companies, she's had to teach them, like, hey, don't write the copy for them, let them write what they like.
Right.
This is genius.
But if I back up, and maybe you said it, or maybe it's an article, I'll try to read it as quick as I can. The age.
16 to 23.
So I'm a restaurateur. We sell alcohol.
Right. So she does have a product. She has Mighty Swell is one of her companies. And so if they want to be an influencer of Mighty Swell, she asks them for a driver's license.
Mm. Okay.
That's how they have to provide her that documentation.
So, gotcha.
I'm trying to put together how this all works. And so she takes a payment, some sort of cash payment from the brands, and curates the right people to send the products to.
Right. Well, the actual influencers, basically, they apply. She says, yep, you're legitimate, you're good. And then the influencers actually are the ones who decide which companies they want to work with.
So they have some sort of login and go see which brands want to do something?
Yes. And then they basically, the companies pay to be part of this. They pay a monthly fee. There's very little cost. I mean, yes, she's running a website, but that's her
cost.
So
they pay Ava, and then Ava puts them with the appropriate influencers.
And some of the companies want only a handful of influencers, and some of them want as many as possible.
Wow.
Just depending on what experience
they
want.
This is all where it starts. Next thing you know, she's as big as Uber.
Right.
It's as, you know, now it's big money.
Right. Well, I mean,
I hope so. I'm kidding.
She's
but, you
got
know what
entrepreneurial
I mean.
Parents. No. Like her parents
that's
are
what
seriously
I was wondering.
People who have started major multi-million-dollar companies.
I was wondering if this was like a project from school, or if she came up with this on her
she
own.
Came she came up just... with this on her own. She came up with the idea in October. By March, she had launched this website. She used her own allowance, because that's what I kept asking, is like, how much have mom and dad, you know,
right, put in,
but no, she used her own allowance and money that she earned working in a theater program in the summer.
That's great.
Wow.
Has it spread out of Austin yet, or is it still
so,
kind of
yeah,
happening?
She definitely has influencers that are in, like, University of Oklahoma. So how it sort of, and other places, how it sort of works is she gets, like, one influencer who knows a friend, and then all of a sudden she has, like, the whole sorority, and it just sort of spreads like that. She has over 150 in 2 months. Less than
how many
months.
People does she have helping her? That's got to be
it's
hard
herself.
To keep...
So this is a kid who's juggling a huge workload. Like, she has had to take calls in the middle of physics labs and tell these companies, you know, hey, I can't talk to you right now because I'm in physics.
I'm 17.
But I'll talk to you later. I mean, she works in little micro minutes. Like, she has 5 minutes between classes, so she'll do some spreadsheet work. She really has figured out how to do time management.
And is it profitable yet? Or
she's not making a profit yet because she's still investing in the website and all that stuff. But I would think it could happen
soon. She could cash out huge in another year.
Right. Well, because let's think about this. This is a market that everybody wants to tap, right? They want to know, how do you get to Generation Z? And one thing that she says is Generation Z, they're not stupid, right? They know when someone has posted something on Instagram that somebody else has written. Like, they know when it's marketing. And so being having real people do the marketing for you.
So what do the influencers get? They get paid.
They get free product.
They get that's free it. Product that's all they get. And get to be
gift
an influencer.
Card. Mm-hmm. A gift card, right?
They get a gift card. Or they get, like, Third Love bras. So they're getting free bras.
Yeah.
You know? That's what they're
and
getting.
And they're, so they, like, my daughter is 16. Mm-hmm. If she wanted to do something like this,
right.
she goes to the website
right.
and applies.
And applies. And if she's chosen, then... She gets to choose what she wants to do.
That's wow. From my businesses and standpoint, I want to give away, like, we want to give away food. But I also, at the same time, I go, I don't want to give it away for free.
Right. So this is perfect for you.
Right. I want something.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'll buy your meal if you say something good about us on Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
Right. And what you're getting from her is she has vetted them. Like, she makes sure that they're not, like, people who are not
going to
say
nice
things.
Okay.
You know what's, I don't know how in depth you got with her on some of this stuff, but it's like, and if she has entrepreneurial parents, maybe they are help navigating some legal side of it.
Certainly.
I can't help but think, how do you protect this idea?
Right. So her parents are,
they're pretty savvy.
They're well-known people here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the dad just bought another company, right? So so they, I'm sure they put her in touch with lawyers, and all of this is very, like, all of that is the thing that she had going for her, is that she comes from this family of entrepreneurs, right? So that's what she had going for her. But the work, she's doing it. It's not her parents doing it for
her.
Yeah,
it's so interesting. This is a good example of why a lot of colleges are having a hard time getting kids with entrepreneurial mindsets to go to school, because she's off into the races right now.
Right.
There's nothing she's going to learn at the University of Texas that she isn't
learning right now.
Boots on the ground right now. I mean, it's like...
Tailgating. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, she's hanging out with college people. She may know how to do that already. So okay, I don't
probably
know.
Right.
Wow.
That's impressive.
It is. It's
And good for her parents for saying, yes, go for it. Do it.
And good for her parents for saying, yes, we're going to support you on this, but we're not supporting you financially. Like, you need to figure out how to do this.
Yeah, it's a key parenting lesson. They have to want it more than we want.
Right, and she's passionate about it, and she is making this happen versus, you know, if somebody had told her, you need to do this.
How did you get the tip on her? How did you find out about her?
Oh, she's got a PR company.
Oh, she's, I mean,
she's like, wow, there's no, I mean, she is legitimate. She is running this like it is, because it is. It's a legitimate business, right?
Yes.
She's That's putting impressive. Money in it.
Wow.
Very fun. Good
what
for her.
What is wrong with us?
We're lazy.
We didn't do it, right? We think of things and we didn't do it. Our children didn't do it.
You better
do
get working
either.
On that fish rod.
I wanted to play basketball. Stupid.
We have the ideas. We just don't have the stamina.
Right.
Well, that's impressive. If you want to read about it, it's on Austin360.com. It's called Reaching Generation Z. That was the other thing. I didn't know what the name was for the next group.
Right. Yes.
And now I know. Now I know that.
And 1995 and going up. You know,
this young woman, Ava McDonald, figured out how to get brands to reach Generation Z, and she's a local right here at St. Stephen's Episcopal. Wow, how do you focus to go to high school every day when you got all this going on?
That's right. But she says actually she has pulled in the best grades this semester than she's ever gotten because she has no time for dilly-dallying, right? She has to be, like, very focused, and there's no downtime. You know, she's also
just
a dancer.
From one thing to the next.
She just is doing what she needs to do at every moment of the day.
Well, impressive. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for sharing that story. And, man, congratulations to her. Hopefully we'll get to... We may have to chase her down and see if she wants to come in here. I'd love to meet her. It's amazing. Man, I have a daughter the same age, and I just see the kids they're hanging out with. Nobody's doing anything.
Oh, no. My kids aren't at 18 and 15.
The dilly-dallying thing? That's all. They do that 24/7.
They're on their phones all the time. I'm trying to tell one of them, you have to get a job this summer.
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Right.
Get a job.
Very cool. Read more about it. That's Nicole Villalpando. We appreciate it, and it's all in Austin360.com.